I'm very happy now to welcome Gasali Adeyemo, who is a fiber artist, and Akim Ayaniyi, master drummer, both from Nigeria, and they will both be at Folk Art Market this weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
Gasali, you're a fiber artist, and you work with indigo. What, among other things, what is indigo?
Indigo is it's a natural dye from West Africa, and it's a medicine. Also, it's a color we use to dye the fabric as well.
And it's a medicine?
It's a medicine.
What is it used for?
Many years ago, indigo, when I was a little kid, I remember when my stomach is a little upset, if it doesn't feel good. So my brother, my parents send him to the bush to go pick up the young leaf. And then we soak it in the cold water. Then we rub it. Then it looked like a green tea. And then we put a little salt into the plant. And then we drink it. Like in 10 or 5 minutes, it settles your stomach easy. And even most of people, when they wear the fabric, they say the blue from the plant, he run to their skin. I said, don't be afraid. Even the smell, I say it's a medicine because it protects your skin, your body, for a lot of sickness who want to come to you to be send them away as
very
well.
Interesting. So many people know it for its very rich blue color. You do a traditional kind of cloth dyeing with indigo.
Yes, I do. Mostly, most of the design we put on the fabric, they all have many. Even when you travel to West Africa in Nigeria, a lot of people, they come there, they say, oh, they saw so many design on the wall in the houses. They say, oh, what does this mean? It's just the way of keep the culture, of keep the history in the community and in the environment. So anybody who came as a young generation, they be know what has been going on for many, many years, just to keep the history and what has been happening. So for the young people who's growing up, and also most of the design is the way, because many years ago, our parents, our great-grandparents, they don't know how to speak out. And we use the design to send a message to other people, like what we don't want in the environment, how much we should be care for each other, how much love we should be have for each other.
So these designs that look to us like abstract designs are actually a kind of language?
Exactly. They all have meaning. Like one of them, we call it four friend. In my language, we call it oremeri. Means if we all work together, we can make things happen. So it's just a way of the way people speak out many, many years ago in Africa.
And so today, of course, there are many modern chemical dyes that people use that have, to a great extent, all over the world, supplanted traditional dyes. How can you still keep going in indigo with all of these chemical dyes around you?
We still, because indigo is very, it's not only for medicine. If you want to become a president, or if you want to run for office today in Africa, that is why we call indigo is a color of love. So even the husband and wife, if they want to show how much they love each other, how much they care for each other, if one of them wear the indigo, they see like, oh, wow, she or he is very, you know, much love for each other. So that is why we call it color of love. But there's so many dye we still using, which is called Prussian dye. That's why you see it in my piece. When you come to the market, I have the green, blue, red, purple. But even after we dye those colors into the fabric, we still use the indigo as a last color for the background of the color.
When you have an indigo pattern, what do you use to make the pattern? Is it a wax?
That's a good question. See, it's a three kind of processing we do. There is one called batik. I call it hot processing. There is one called cassava, which is the resist from the cassava. I mean, you can buy the the plant here in this country is called yucca plant. It's a long, brown, skinny root.
Right.
And that one, I call it cold processing. But batik, we call it, it's a cheap way of making batik. People ask me, oh, how do you draw all the design to the fabric? I use a sponge, like a foam rubber. So I shape it with the scissors to look like a pen. That is what I dip into the wax to create all the design you see on the fabric. But the resist, I have three kind of tools I use for that. I use a chicken feather, and I have a small knife I use for the design also. Then I have a small broom.
Chicken feather, a knife, and a broom.
Nice. So each of those tools, they do the different design onto the fabric as well.
So when you make fabrics and clothing for sale at something like Folk Art Market, how do you do them for an American consumer, American buyer?
You mean?
In terms of the styles.
Oh, the style. Mostly, I sell mostly fabric, mostly. But I did introduce a lot of people from all over the world, like not only America, European, you know, other places. Because when they asked me the dress I saw in the market, what does this mean? You know, what is the name? I call it Buba. I call it Dansiki. Oh, they ask me, oh, what do they wear it for? I say, well, this is wear for just, you know, occasionally, or if you have any place to go. And it's good to wear mostly in the summer when it's so humid, when it's so hot. Because the way they cut, the way we make it, it gives you so many room to make the air breeze to your body as well. That's how I introduce to people many times. They say, oh, what does this look like? What do you call this design? Then I tell them, this design called kaftan, this one is called buba, this one is called dansiki. They all have a different cut and the way they look.
We're talking to Gasali Adeyemo, who is a fiber artist. Let's turn to Akim Ayaniyi. You have been living in Santa Fe for many years, playing and teaching drumming.
Yes, that's right. I've been here for 16 years.
What is it like to be in Santa Fe, to be out of your country and trying to keep this tradition alive?
Well, I think it is a nice place and a lot of artists, very artistic town, Santa Fe. So, and although, you know, I base here, but at the same time, we take the music to everywhere in the nation. So, from coast to coast and state to state, even international. So, but here is more settled for us. So, we really enjoy being here, and there's a lot of artists, a lot of musicians already. So, it make it really comfortable for us.
When you travel and you tour and you play for people, what kind of an ensemble is playing? How many people are in it and what instruments?
We mostly do drum, singing, dancing. We use talking drum, hand drum of different kind, and then dancing. And we work with different people, like school, community, organization, or corporation. So we do a lot of different programs. So to entertain everyone.
When you were young and you were living in Nigeria, you learned drumming from the earliest age. You come from, what, 9 generations of drummers, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I'm a 9th generation to play in my drumming family. So this was hand to me, you know, from my family. So I got to study with my family, grandpa, you know, I have almost 200 drummers in my family. So this was transferred to me. So it's family work.
For us Americans who are watching you and watching the dancers, it's a form of entertainment. What is the role of the drumming that you learned in Nigeria as a child? It has a function that is not only entertainment, but social and religious as well.
Yeah, we have music for every occasion. So we have traditional, we have contemporary, music for festival, music for naming ceremony, or music for just entertainment, for people to have a good time. So we have it in different varieties. So that's just the way it is. And you know, as you can tell, we have different instruments. So we can mix it in and out, and or use Western instruments if we have to play contemporary African music. So we can either mix it or play it separately. So that is why we have traditional and contemporary African music.
Contemporary African music is using instruments like electric guitar and That's every
right.
possible thing.
There you go. We use guitar, we use bongo, we use trap set, and many other Western instruments.
I was, we were talking earlier to Tradición, which is a group from Cuba. What kind of interaction do you see between Caribbean, you know, Cuban, Puerto Rican, other Caribbean musicians and African musicians?
See, when you are talking about Cuba, they still have Yoruba people living in Cuba. So that means they are African descendants. And they still keep the traditional alive. So they, sometimes, you know, we play the same rhythm. Sometimes we call it different name or the same name. But most of the time, I hear the same rhythm that I do play. So they still keep a lot of traditional music alive. And some of them speak Yoruba.
Would you like to play a little bit of music from the talking drum?
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
I just have to ask you, so you were, that was the talking drum. What did the talking drum just say?
It's just talking about drumming in general, like requesting for a chance to play. So whatever we do after that is going to be successful.
Akeem and his group will be doing a workshop at Folk Art Market on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they're going to be performing at Folk Art Market on Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. And we're so looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Akeem Ayaniyi is a master drummer. Gasali Adeyemo is a fiber artist, both from Nigeria, both at Folk Art Market this weekend. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Well, nice. Thank you.